Hello again, and welcome back to the Slow Flowers Podcast with Deborah Prinzing. Something really exciting happened last week. My friends at the San Francisco Flower Mart, the premier floral market in the U.S., came on board as presenting sponsors of the slowflowers.com directory. That's my other passionate project, and it dovetails nicely with the Slow Flowers Podcast. In the works right now, slowflowers.com is a free online directory to help you find florists, studio designers, wedding and event planners, supermarket flower departments, and flower farmers who are committed to American-grown flowers. We'll launch the site with a, quote, soft launch sometime in February, and I will keep you posted as things progress. Currently, I'm raising funds to complete this project via Indiegogo, which is a crowdfunding source. You can find a link to details at deborahprinzing.com and learn more about that project. To date, supporters of American-grown flowers have contributed $10,050 to the campaign. And San Francisco Flower Mart's $1,000 contribution gave me a huge boost earlier in the week. I happened to be working in San Francisco this past Monday, so I stopped by the management office and grabbed General Manager Bob Otska and Jeannie Bowes, the Marketing and Promotions Director, for a quick conversation. It's fascinating to learn about the history of this amazing center for locally grown flowers, and very inspiring to know that we're on the same path to promote more American Grove flowers to the floral industry and consumers alike. I hope you enjoy our short conversation, and it will educate you a little bit about the San Francisco Flower Mart. Okay, I'm here as a surprise bonus interview for the Slow Flowers Podcast with Deborah Prinzing in the office at the San Francisco Flower Mart with Bob Otska, the president, right? General manager. He's nodding. And Jeannie Bowes. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm great. Hi, Bob.
Hey, how are you, Deborah?
I'm great. I'm going to take this moment to announce the wonderful and acknowledge the wonderful donation and contribution that you just gave to the slowflowers.com site as which will make you the presenting sponsor for the site. And I'm so appreciative for your support promoting American-grown flowers.
Well, thank you. We believe in your goal.
Thanks. Oh, that's great.
Well, thank you, Deborah. I think the San Francisco Flower Mart, the vendors here, and our shareholders of the mart really believe in the importance of locally grown flowers, the need to support that program. Even though we have a very wide variety and a global supply of flowers, we understand that the absolute importance to be close to the source when it comes to purchasing your flowers. We like to provide that to our good customers that come here to the Flower Mart.
Well, the history of the San Francisco Flower Mart is rooted in flower farming in the Bay Area, right?
Yes. The origins of the market truly go back to the late 1800s, back when we had a lot of growers in the area, small family farms. And they used to come sell their flowers down in the street corners of San Francisco.
Did you say late 1800s?
Or? Late 1800s.
Wow. So people with just like little carts or trucks or more?
Well, back then they came in carts, and basically they crossed the bay in a ferry, came up the peninsula on a trolley, and came to downtown San Francisco and really sold their flowers on street corners. The first unofficial flower market is actually Loftus Fountain, which is located at 3rd and Market Streets here in the city.
Wow.
Still there today.
And what kind of flowers were being sold? Do you have any history on that?
Basically, the flowers, we had three groups of flower growers of Japanese-American descent, flower growers of Italian-American descent, and flower growers of Chinese-American descent. And the basic product line would be roses, carnations, mums, and maidenhair fern.
Wow. And today, what is the makeup of the San Francisco Flower Mart? I mean, fast forward now, over a century of progress, how would you depict the makeup here now?
Well, we are really no longer a locally grown
only
market. No, locally grown only market. Our market has evolved with the industry. We have gone from a market representing just the local supply of flowers, a very important supply of it, but also evolving into a market that has a global supply of flowers.
Mm-hmm. And so you have
flowers from all over the world. We have over 50 vendors here that represent the different growing communities throughout the world, primarily California, and then also flowers coming in from offshore.
Okay. But the kind of the character of this market is really still paying homage to the roots of flowers being grown nearby. I mean, that's what people remember, perhaps. And when they come here, are they aware, is the customer aware that the source of the flowers that they're buying?
I love the term that you use, character of the market. Yes, we do have characters in the market. The market does have character. And yes, the character of the market really is to service our customers that come in here, right? And our main customers would be the flower purveyors, retail florists, interior decorators, party planners, event planners that actually come here and shop during the early morning hours when it's still dark outside.
Right, 2 a.m. I hear.
2 a.m. And then in the later hours after 10 o'clock in the morning, we do have some of the general public come in too.
So the American Grown message is part of what's here, but it sounds like your main message is really selection, quality, beauty from whatever source you can bring to your consumer.
Exactly.
Okay.
Our byline is the largest selection of floral product under one roof, and we honestly believe that today. We believe we have the best quality available.
So when customers come in, and Jeannie, I know you're doing a lot of social media, and you're on the blogs, and now I see you're looking at Instagram while we're talking. You know what the florist customer is excited about, because you're putting flowers photos up on Facebook every day, right?
Yes. I try to highlight the local seasonal product that's in our market, and our vendors, our farmers that are here that are in the area. Just to help lift the veil off of our market a little bit and give it more of a personality, because we've had such a personality here. It's
Absolutely. Definitely
a relationship business.
And so when a customer comes in, first of all, I'd like to know, are they asking where were these flowers grown? And if they are, is it easy for them to determine that? Just is it personal dialogue with the growers or the wholesalers?
You know, there are some growers that only grow local product, so people know that when they're shopping in their stalls. We also carry a lot of the California grown product that's clearly labeled with the little blue license plate.
Perhaps from the whole state then.
Right.
Okay.
And yes, they do. People in San Francisco are very particular and aware of where the food comes from. They're starting to be more aware of where the flowers are coming from and care about that. The next generation that's coming into the marketplace mm-hmm. is a concerned buyer.
Mm-hmm. Can you name some of the vendors who are still rooted in local growing in the Northern California area?
Sure. We have Louis Fagoni of Fagoni Nursery. He's in Half Moon Bay. We have the Nevy Brothers, Nevy Roses, Nevy Brothers, and Lawson Ranch are all within the local area, mostly Petaluma. We've got Oku Nursery in Half Moon Bay and Blossom Valley down in Watsonville area. Bob, you want to help me with some of the other ones?
Well, sure. We actually have, those are the local vendors here. We're Petal Nursery out of Half Moon Bay also.
Okay.
Comes in here, sells. And we have people who actually also forage greens, which is a very popular item for the flower mart. And that's the product is foraged from throughout this local Northern California area.
I know who you're talking about. That's
yes.
really exciting. It's
yeah.
florist at large, right?
Well, that's one. And also we have Green Valley Growers. And
really?
We've got some really neat product that comes through there. And that's really probably our forte, being able to bring in a very seasonal item that is only available certain times of the year, especially now since we have a very early spring coming up with our warm weather. You know, we're going to have some early blossoms here in the market.
I know that 12 months of the year, though, there's amazing products. So that's that alluding to the foraging is kind of that is very cutting edge.
I think one other thing I would want to say is with our wholesale market here, we have vendors here
that bring flowers in from throughout the state of California, the major growing areas, you know, the Salinas-Watsonville area, the Oxnard-Ventura area, Carpinteria area, and also the north counties of San Diego, Oceanside. We've got major growers in those areas, in Arcadia, of course.
Sure, and that product that's coming through other wholesalers,
that
right?
That comes through the wholesalers here at the market, and that is probably the biggest percentage of the product being sold here at the flower mart.
You're right. I didn't mean to cut you off. I see what you're saying. There are growers who are selling here, but there are also wholesalers who are bringing in from other parts of the state.
Oh, yes.
Okay, does anything from Washington or Oregon make its way down here?
Yes, it does.
Great.
Washington, both Oregon and Washington are well represented here at the market.
That's great.
It's a wonderful product there.
See, as far as I'm concerned, living in Seattle, local is from the Canadian border to the Mexican border.
Right.
Then I'm counting the whole coast.
Good, good.
And it looks like you would satisfy that.
Yes, I think we do.
Well, we're excited about the year to come, and I'm hoping to tell more stories about the San Francisco Flower Mart. Before we end, is there anything that I didn't ask that you want to make sure that we add onto this conversation?
Well, I think what we hear from people who come to our market from out of the area, they've never seen such a large selection and variety in any market all over the world that you'll find here at the San Francisco Flower Mart.
And the public can come in. I mean, you don't want tour buses or anything, right?
Right. The public's welcome in 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Prior to 10 a.m., it's a wholesale-only market, and you need a San Francisco Flower Market badge to shop with us.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. And people still have to check in. They can't just wander in. They have to come through the front office to after 10, or?
No, they're welcome to to browse the market.
Wow. Okay, well, I'll try to temper that so I'm not inviting busloads at once, but I bet you have had busloads at once.
We have in the past. We definitely have.
Bring cash.
Okay, well, I am going to do a little walkthrough before I leave, and Jeannie, maybe I can get some photos from you to put on my website just to show the diversity of everything that's so luscious here and the variety of, I mean, it's like polychromatic, the color explosion. It's fantastic. So I'm really excited to be working with you guys, and thank you again so much for showing your support for this project, which will connect consumers, American consumers, with flowers grown here, and we'll hopefully point them to some of those resources on that site.
Great, Deborah. Thank you.
Thank you, Deborah.
Thanks, you guys.